Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a teacher, a speaker, and an author. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged. Welcome to the show. This is the show that I was guided to create all those years ago, so that people would have a place to ask the questions that they have about their lives and get the answers from their guidance, which takes you to a different source than your own mind. Our own minds are a tool that we use, but they have limitations, like they take the information we've gathered over our lives and process it and decide the answer has to come from that information. Well, when you get your information from guidance, you are taking the information in all of the universe and getting your answer from that. So it's a completely different level of getting that answer to your questions. So if you have a question, you can give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And when you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 to raise that little symbol on my switchboard. You can also ask questions from the chat room. If you are logged in, all you need to do is type your question, and I will eventually see it. Just keep in mind that when I'm working with someone, my eyes are usually closed. So if you're having a conversation with me during that time, I'm not reading it. Just one of the joys of the work that I do. So we will now go to our first caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Barbara Grace. This is Ellen.
Hello. How can I help you today, Ellen?
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call, and I'm so happy. I'm number one. I get you when you're fresh, and you're always good.
Instead of when I'm old and stale, right?
Oh, no. See, you never get that way.
Good. So what's going on in your life?
Well, I am grateful. There's a lot of stuff in my life that I'm very grateful for. I know that, and I know the angels protect me. But I've reached, I've had a couple of difficulties in the last month or so. I guess the general question is, what am I supposed to learn from this, or is there a message here that I haven't understood? Or you need something more specific than that.
Well, let me tell you that as soon as you started saying I've had some difficulties, what I heard was, and did you learn the lessons that you needed to learn from those difficulties? So
probably not. Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to tell me about one of the difficulties, if you feel comfortable with doing that, then we'll see what they tell us about that one, and we'll go from there.
A conflict with another person at work.
Okay, I'm getting that they were showing you some of your beliefs that are holding you back in your life. So it's like when we're having an argument with someone and we think, oh, that person is being obstinate. They're so pig-headed. They're showing you that you are obstinate and pig-headed so that you can let it go. So you will know what the conflict was about. Look at it as if that person was mirroring you. And everything that you thought about that person is true of you.
Okay. Okay.
And then you get to decide if there are things that you need to let go of now that you see more about how you are being.
Okay. I have to think that one through. Maybe I have resistance to thinking that I'm the one who's responsible. So I have to think about that one. And again, it's probably resistance on my part.
There is some resistance on your part. And, okay, when you said that showing that I am the one responsible, your energy around the word responsible was not open and joyous, which is what responsibility actually is. So they want you to let go of the idea that responsibility is actually a negative thing. It just means that you have the ability to respond. That's all it means.
Okay.
And you've got a lot of connection with you've been wrong. There's some blame and shame and punishment. And, oh, there's a whole bunch of crap all wrapped up in the word responsible for you. You want to let that go? We can clear that right now.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay. So I will ask you a question. At the end of the question, I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes. Then you say yes, and I tell you to breathe. And it's a beautiful world. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of all of the energy, the negative energy, the negative experiences, the negative teachings that you have received, especially around the word responsible and responsibility and what that means in your life? Ooh, there's all kinds of energy that you've gotten from all these different people that show that I see someone, you know, wagging their finger at you like you've been bad, you're irresponsible, and it just feels like it was all very a lot of authoritative kind of energy connected with that.
Mm-hmm.
So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of that energy that is not yours, that is connected with the word responsible, responsibility, that actually keeps you from wanting to be responsible, from seeing the joy of being responsible. And it's now decompressing and expanding all of that and making it a trillion times bigger than the universe so that it's no longer in you, in your space, in your body, in your life. And you are being filled with the truth of what responsible and responsibility means. And it simply means that you have the freedom to respond, that you get to decide how you want to react. This is all about you opening up to accepting that, yes, you get to make these choices. This is your free will. This is your gift from the Creator. And this is absolutely wonderful. And if you are ready now to change your relationship, responsible and responsibility, and say yes.
Yes, I say emphatically yes. I am willing. I'm ready.
Okay. Take three nice deep breaths.
Okay, done.
Okay, now I want you to think about that conflict and think that you are responsible. And how does that feel now?
Lighter.
Yeah.
I don't have that feeling in my stomach.
Good.
Yeah, that helps. That helps tremendously.
And so now maybe you can see what it is that that person was mirroring for you. Because now you're not afraid to be responsible.
I'm still thinking about that part, what she was mirroring.
Okay.
There is a history here, so I have to think about this. And maybe she was mirroring something from the past. Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, if there's a history, you've probably had that same kind of argument numerous times. Whatever the theme is, you guys repeat it. So just look for the theme. That's really all you need to do. Just look for the theme and see what it is that you guys are dancing around over and over and over again.
Okay. Yes.
And it's not a bad thing. This is a good thing. This is about your growth and your development.
Now, I realize that because I know we learn through our relationships, whether they're good or they're bad, we learn. And I realized there was something here for me to get a hold of, and I couldn't figure it out.
Well, they're showing you that it's right there, right in front of your face. So I don't think you'll have any problems figuring it out as long as you're willing to see it.
Okay. Okay. No, this is something I will continue to think about. No, I appreciate that, Robert. Great.
Okay. Wonderful. Is there anything else?
No, I'll just say thank you so much and have a wonderful day, and I appreciate all your work on this.
You are welcome, and you have a wonderful day, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, hold on a second. Let me bring my mind back to the here and now. So, responsibility. You know, there was a time in my life when responsibility had all of that negativity attached to it, too, and I didn't want to be responsible. That was the last thing in the world I wanted to be, because it really did mean that I was the one to blame. I was the one who was doing it wrong. I was the one who was going to be punished, because that is the conveyance that has been given to that word in our society. But now I have that deeper understanding of what responsibility actually means. And it simply means that I have the ability to respond, that I get to make the choices in my life. It's actually an empowering word, and it actually has a sense of freedom to it now. And once I started making that change and letting go of the old beliefs about it, I felt so much better. And now when someone says, I'm responsible, or if they look at me and say, you're responsible, I get to decide, first of all, whether or not it's actually true, whether or not I want to respond to what is going on. And it doesn't have all of that heaviness to it. So it is a part of, you know, the whole shifting of our lives when we start opening up to accepting responsibility. Ooh, and they're working on us while I'm talking about that. So Anybody who has issues with responsible and responsibility, there are angels working on you right now, helping you to let go of that, helping you to let go of that heaviness, that rock. That's what it feels like, a huge rock. So you're no longer weighed down with responsibility. My life is always interesting, and it has been interesting for, oh, at least the last 15 years or so. I've gone through so many changes, and I'm going through more changes now. Yay! And these changes help me to realize that I really do need to make choices. Choices about what I want to experience. One of the choices I'm making now is the choice about where I want to live. It's been, you know, 7 years that I was living in a friend's house while she was out of the country, and then a few months that I lived in another friend's house while she sold it. And so now I am living in a hotel because I don't know where I want to live. And so it's bringing up all of this stuff that I'm working on and letting go of that I didn't really realize that I was hanging on to until I was in this situation. And I'm being given this kind of quiet time to really think about where my life is going next, where I really want to go. It's kind of interesting, you know, to realize that I have the freedom to go anywhere. And sometimes that feels kind of a little scary, you know, because I hadn't thought about being someplace other than here. You know, this is home. This is where I'm supposed to be. And now that's been lifted. And I realize home is wherever I decide home is. And I can live anywhere. I don't have any kids. I don't have any pets. The dog that was living with me wasn't my dog, and now she's back with her daddy. I have the freedom to actually make my own choices. And sometimes that's overwhelming. It's like, I don't want this much freedom. Please take it away. But that is part of our evolution. You know, we keep letting go of all of this old stuff, letting go of all of these old beliefs, letting go of all of this cruddy, crappy stuff that we've drugged throughout our entire lives and sometimes throughout several entire lives, so that we can have freedom. And I have more freedom in my life now than I have ever had before. And sometimes I just don't know what to do with it. Who do I want to be? Where do I want to live? What is it that I want to experience? And so I'm looking at all of this stuff. I'm looking at these questions. I'm looking at who I am. I'm looking at who I want to become. And I'm giving myself permission to take this time and just really see what feels right to me. And, of course, this is also part of that whole clearing up so that I actually get to focus on me and realize that I'm important in my life. It took a long time to get me to accept that one. But I think I'm finally there. And I accept that I am important and that it is okay for me to do what is right for me. It's okay for me to put me first. And so I'm going through this evolutionary process of my own. And I don't think we ever stop going through these evolutionary processes. because we're always changing. Our lives are always changing. Everything is always changing. And the more we open up to allowing the changes, the faster it happens. And the more we come into alignment with what is actually for our highest good. So let yourself just take all of that in. Just breathe it in. Because those angels are still working on you as I'm talking. If there's anything that you need to let go of, they're helping you with that. Healing isn't just something that happens when I'm specifically talking to you. It's part of who I am. And my team is always working, always helping me and helping anybody else who is willing to accept their help. So be willing to accept the help that is being given to you. This is your time of change. And that's actually a wonderful thing. And even if it feels completely and totally overwhelming, it's still a good thing. So be open to it. And just take a few nice deep breaths. And you may feel things shifting. And if you don't feel anything, just breathe. You don't have to feel it in order for it to actually happen. Well, that feels better to me, and I hope that it feels better to each of you. Oh, life really is an interesting adventure. It really is. You know, I started saying that years ago, and at the time I was just kind of saying it. But over the years, it's become more and more true for me. My life is a really interesting adventure to have all of these amazing opportunities and meet all of these amazing people. And I get to see things about myself. And sometimes it's things that I did not want to see. We all have those things in us that we really didn't want to see. Never wanted to admit that that was true about me. You know, I always wanted to be above that sort of thing. And now I'm okay with seeing things, even the things that I didn't want to see. Seeing the ways that I actually limited my life, limited my experiences, limited my own growth. And I can see that now. And I can let it go. Because I also see more and more my potential, my ability to create. I'm seeing that the Creator really is on my side, that there's nobody and nothing that's against me. I don't have to fight for anything. And that brings a sense of peace. Peace that feels wonderful. Peace that is loving. Peace that feels right for me. So look at your life and look at what it is you truly desire. And I'm not talking about the everyday stuff that you go through and, oh my gosh, this and that and those are distractions. Take some time to really look at yourself, who you are being, who you want to be, what it is you want to create. I have a birthday coming up, and a friend asked me, you know, what do you want for your birthday? And I still haven't figured that one out. Because I don't know. When you take everything you own and you pack it up and you put it in a storage unit, changes how you think about things. For one thing, now when I look around, I'm not surrounded by my things. It helps you detach from things. And things are less important. And birthdays are times when you usually get things. And I can't really think of any things that I want. Anything that I need. I'm becoming less and less complicated. Which makes it difficult to pick a thing. So now I'm thinking in, you know, broader terms. What is it that I want for my birthday? What do I want to experience? What do I want to feel? What do I want to enjoy? So the focus isn't on things anymore, it's actually on me, which is what we're all moving towards. But I don't really know how to answer the question yet. But I still have 8 days, so I'm okay. This is a time of a lot of reflection for me. A lot of looking at who I am and who I really do want to be. You know, I started that mantra a few weeks ago, the one that I am a creator, I am creating, I am infinite, I am infinity, I am infinite potential. I expand in prosperity, success, joy, and love every day as I inspire those around me to do the same. And whenever I say that, it just brings this amazing energy into me. And I'm like, wow, I really am a creator. And now I really do get to decide what I want to create. And I'm no longer just drifting through life going, oh, well, I'm sure all of this will work out. Now I actually get to think about what I want. I actually get to open up to my ability to create. And I'm experiencing more and more freedom. And freedom was always the big thing for me. I always wanted freedom. That was my ultimate goal, to be free. And I'm getting there. And it feels good. And it feels scary. And I'm okay with it. So, you know, our lives go through all of these different stages where we are learning, we are growing, we are developing. And that's just part of the fun. So when you look at your life, make sure you are being you. I was reading something somewhere from someone. You know me, I can't remember what I was reading and who wrote it and anything like that. And they were saying that one of the things that God is going to ask you when you die was, did you actually live your life being you? Because we get taught that we're supposed to be like this person or like person. We're supposed to do like this person. Why aren't you as good as this person? And it's actually, why aren't you being you? Not why are you imitating other people. You don't need to imitate other people. You are not them. They are not you. Are you really being you? Are you really accepting the value of you? Not the you that you've perfected, but the you that you are right now in this moment. So if you died right now and you were standing before God and God said, did you spend your life being you? could you say yes? Or have you spent your life trying really, really hard to be who your parents wanted you to be who your spouse wanted you to be who your children thought you should be who your lover thinks you should be? Or are you being who you know you are? And there can be a big difference in all of those interpretations. But you're not living your life for those other people. You are living your life for you. You are the most important person in your life. And that's true for each and every one of us. And it's time for us to accept that truth and to live it. Are you really being you? And just taking a few nice deep breaths. And let those angels do their work. This is a time of great change all over the world. And some people are looking at the changes that are happening in the world and thinking that they have no control, that their lives are ending, that everything they know is over, and they're making all of this stuff mean something. Don't make your focus the world. It shouldn't be the world. The world is there. The world does what the world does, and it always will be. But who are you being? Do you love you? Do you accept you exactly as you are right now with all of your imperfections? When you look in the mirror, if you're standing there naked, are you judging your body, your hair? Or are you seeing the beauty in you? And that's a really difficult one for most people. Because we've been taught that we are not perfect and we really should just keep everything covered up until we are. And as part of my, you know, development and my education, I was doing some work at a festival here in town last weekend. And there was this woman who was wearing this absolutely cute as can be yellow dress that was barely long enough to cover her butt. And this woman was a plus size woman. And for the first time, I realized that I could see the beauty in that woman. I wasn't thinking, oh my God, she should cover all that up. Why is she exposing all of that? Which is what I would have been thinking in the past, because that's what my mother taught me that I was supposed to think. And instead, I was thinking, that is a really cute dress, and she is just really wearing that thing. And it really felt good to see the beauty in it instead of the negativity and the judgment. And I realized that there are some people, when I looked at them, I still was feeling a little bit of that judgment. And there were other people, I'd look at them, and I was fine. There was no judgment, you know. I was just like, ooh, that's a cute top, you know, and not really caring about the size of the person wearing that top. So I did some clearing while I was working the festival to let go of more and more of those judgments, which are not mine. And I don't need to live with them, and you don't need to live with them. So if you're willing to start letting go of the need to judge, just take a couple of nice deep breaths and let the angels do their work. And one of the things that I find in my life is that when I notice something that I'm ready to let go of, and even if I don't believe it, I know how to let go of it. I am guided to whatever I need to let it go. And that happens more and more, and faster that it's happening. And half the time, I don't even realize that it's happening until it's finally big enough to be right in front of my face. And I can look back at the steps that they were guiding me on and see that they were taking me to exactly where I needed to be. And that's what your guidance is doing too. They are taking you step by step to exactly where you need to be. And so there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. And you have the freedom to grow and evolve and learn in every moment. And that's a never-ending process. And that's part of the beauty of life, the fact that it is a never-ending process. So you get to decide who you're being and who you're becoming and what's important to you. This is all about moving forward. It's all about moving forward. And you have the freedom and the right to move forward in your life. And take a few nice deep breaths. And so here I am on this beautiful day in Oklahoma where we have thunderstorms that are rolling through every few hours. And right now the sky is dark. And yet the birds are still out there and they're still singing. And there's a gentle breeze blowing. And life goes on. Now, I could be sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to have storms today. I've got to stay close to the television so I can hear the tornado warnings and scurry to shelter when I need it. But you know, I don't want to do that because I have the freedom to be who I want to be, to do what I want to do, to not let my life be dictated by weather or any circumstances. That's part of my freedom, and I accept my freedom. And so I get to decide what kind of fun and interesting things I want to do today. And I do have a list of little fun and interesting things that I'm going to do. And hopefully I'm going to decide on what it is I want to experience on my birthday so that next Saturday, well, the Saturday after next, next Saturday is the 20th, I can have fun. I can be with my friends. I can enjoy the time that we have together. And I don't have to have any regrets about anything in my life. Can you imagine how that would feel to have a life with no regrets? Absolutely none. That's what I'm aiming for. A life where I accept every decision that I've made. And I'm okay with every single one of them. Wow. Wouldn't that be amazing if everybody was at that state? Because then we'd also be accepting of everybody else. And whatever decisions they've made, whatever life they've created. And that's all a part of us accepting ourselves, loving ourselves, being ourselves. Because the more we open up to ourselves, the more we open up to other people. So I was having this conversation with a friend the other day, and she was telling me about this message that she'd gotten from this minister in an organized religion. And this friend is an amazing woman. She is absolutely phenomenal, and she's beautiful, and she's a wonderful person. And she's ending a marriage which was not for her highest good. It really wasn't. It was a destructive marriage. And this minister told her that because this marriage was not ending as a result of adultery, that she could never love again. She could never marry again. And that just completely, I mean, I was speechless for a second. And then I told her what I was guided to say, which is nobody controls your life but you. Nobody. And if you want to do what is right in the eyes of God, then do whatever it is you choose to do, because God is not judging you. God's love for you is there no matter what. You could be the biggest screw up in the history of mankind, and God would still love you. And God is not saying that you cannot love anybody else, that you cannot marry again, that you cannot have a happy life. God would not limit you in that way. Those are rules that people have put into place. And yeah, some of those people use the Bible or other religious writings to justify their regulations. But I believe in a God that is unconditionally loving, which means there aren't any regulations. There aren't any rules, because rules and regulations are conditions. And in order for God to be unconditional love, there cannot be any rules or regulations. And some people think that that's horrible. They think people will run amok and they'll go around committing crimes. And people do that now. But I find that the more I open up to accepting people exactly as they are being, people actually get nicer. They're actually more fun to be around, because they feel the freedom that I'm giving to them. I give them the freedom to be who they are, just like I do with each of you. You have the freedom to be you. And I love you, no matter how you are being, because the love is unconditional. So my advice to my friend was to find a different church. You don't need to go someplace where people are trying to put you into their idea of what little box you need to fit into. You need to be with people who accept you as you are, who allow you to grow and evolve, who want you to be happy, if that's what you want to be. And it's a huge difference in how you feel about yourself when you are around people who accept you, people who don't look down their noses at you, people who aren't always telling you how you're committing a sin. You don't have to live like that. And that's one of the reasons why I like the Unitarian Universalist Church, because there are no rules and regulations. You know, there's a covenant about love and justice and that kind of thing, but it's not, we're going to dictate anything to you. It's more, we're going to be there to help you, to support you, to let you shine and grow and become who you are, to make the world a better place, to make our lives better. It's so much more open, so much more accepting, so much more loving. And that's why I like it. That's why I like the people there. So you can look at your life and decide what it is you really want to experience, what is actually important to you. Now, if you feel more comfortable and safe with all of those rules and regulations and you think that that makes your life so much better, then by all means, go for it. That's why we have all of those choices, so that everybody can be wherever it is that they've decided they need to be right now. And if later in your life you decide that you don't need that anymore, then walk away from it. You don't have to stay there. What to do is walk away. You don't have to go in and explain to everybody where you used to be, I'm leaving because. You don't have to do that at all. You don't owe anybody an explanation. You want to leave, leave. You want to stay, stay. And do you go in every week and explain why you're staying? No. We put these rules and regulations on ourselves. And we can let them go. So be the love in action that you came here to be. And the love in action creates more love. And so you can ask yourself when you're doing something, is this creating more love? And if it's not, why are you doing it? For you. Do what it is that brings you joy, that opens your heart, that opens your life. You deserve to have a wonderful life. And it's time for you to accept that. So I think I've shared everything that they wanted me to share for today. And remember, you do have the freedom to be you and to accept you and to love you. And if you need help with that, then ask and you'll be guided to so many different options. And you can decide what's right for you. Whatever you ask, you get answered. Even if you can't personally hear your guidance or see them or whatever ways, feel, that's the other one. They're still answering you. And they answer you in a variety of ways so that you can clue into some of it. So don't ever feel that you're alone because you're not. Don't ever feel that you're separate because you're not. We really are all a part of the oneness of creation. And it's okay to ask. All right, I will be back next Tuesday morning with Morning with Jesus with DC Love. And we will be channeling messages from Jesus and other divine beings. And you can call and ask questions there, too. I'm going to go ahead and end the show because this feels like that's what I'm supposed to do. And I go with what I am guided to do. I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful weekend and that you do something for you to enjoy. Something that's a gift to yourself. Thanks so much for listening. I love you all. Bye-bye.